On a rainy morning in Laurel, Delaware, I've arrived at a two-story house that for the time being has been temporarily abandoned. The house belongs to Loretica Handy.
It was built before 1978, so I'm not quite sure of the exact date, but I do know it's very old.
We're standing in her screen front porch, mostly empty except for a plastic chair and a children's basketball hoop. She, her husband, and two kids, ages 1 and 7, left shortly after her house was tested for lead in October.
When my family and I moved into the house, that was not one thing that we suspected.
Handy's family moved in 4 years ago.
We came in, we painted, you know, we didn't think that that was an issue. It was just the day that when I filled that application out, it just said, you know, do you live in an older home? Do you have children?
Handy was at a home buyer seminar last year when she came across that application from First Day Community Action Agency. The organization works in partnership with the Division of Public Health and La Esperanza to reach out to homeowners and renters who live in old buildings. The initiative is called DLED Delaware. In its first year, it's helped 48 homes. The goal is to get to 250 homes in 3 years. A 2005 survey conducted by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development estimates that more than a third of homes across the country, that's over 37 million houses and apartments, have lead-based paint somewhere in the building. And the CDC says there are at least 500,000 children in the U.S. who have high levels of lead in their blood. It's not certain exactly how many homes in Delaware contain a lead hazard, but the First Day Community Action Agency has focused their program on specific zip codes in Dover, Milton, Laurel, Seaford, and Bethel.
And those zip codes were the ones that actually struck out as far as the most homes with historic districts are pre-1978.
That's Sharon McFadder, who coordinates the DLED program. At Loretica Handy's house, a contractor pulls up, Roger Gordon, co-owner of TAG Construction. It's his second day working on the house, and for health reasons, he says, I can't go in with him. But he shows me evidence of lead right outside her front door.
Like here, we're on the porch. Prime example, this is lead. Anytime you see the chippy, like thick, see how the paint look? That's basically lead paint.
And in Handy's house, lead is high among the windows and the floor. The windows have lead paint, which Gordon will go and scrape off and repaint with non-lead paint. But as for how lead gets on the floor, Scott Smith, DLED's crew chief, says that's coming from what he calls friction points in a home, windows and doors.
As a window goes up and down, if it's rubbing on the window channel, if it's slamming down on the sill, every time it does that, if the paint is already blistering and popping and defraying, it creates this dust. When you open a window, you know what happens with the dust. It blows inside.
And that's problematic for young kids who, being kids, are crawling around the floor on their hands and knees.
With kids under 6, everything goes in their mouth. So they're taking it in, not in a week, but over 3 months, over 6 months, over a year's period. They're taking in this microscopic lead dust paint. And that, you know, they're ingesting it, and then you'll see their lead level will go up.
Loretica Handy had her kids tested, and their results thankfully came back pretty low. But another participant in the program, Nicole Hitch in Seaford, found that one of her kids had a high level of lead in her blood.
I took my daughter to the doctor. She got tested. Her levels were 5.6 in November.
The CDC says that there is no safe lead level in children that has been identified, but medical professionals consider any level above 5 micrograms per deciliter of blood to be a concern. High levels of lead in the blood can harm multiple areas of the body, reduce IQ, and cause behavioral problems. Hitch had no idea that the house she was renting had such high levels of lead, so she took action and applied to the DLED program. After her house was abated, her daughter's lead level dropped.
And her levels went down to 3.8.
Lead abatement is an expensive process that can cost upwards of $20,000. Residents whose income levels qualify for the DLED program can get the work done at no charge, and the organization will help provide temporary shelter. Loretica Handy's in-laws live just a few minutes away, so she and her husband chose to stay with them. But she says they're eager to get back home.
I have a 7-year-old who's, you know, his room is his palace. So he's like, well, when can I go back home? When can I play with my toys? And we're trying to, you know, reassure him that you'll get to go back home soon. We just don't know when.
But when Handy's son finally does return home, it'll be a safer place to play than it was before. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Eli Chen.